Programming on the Fan today is brought to you by Prism Research.
So the emailer that called me a jackbutt responds and says, I said, you're pulling pocket protector. Not even a little bit, he says. Well, of course you. But all right, I'll play along. Not even a little bit. Just gets old listening to you bitch about the Twins. Then prepare to vomit if you're sick of me talking about the Twins, because I will never, ever stop dogging them. I won't let them get away with it. They told us they needed a new stadium to compete. That was what was holding them back from competing. And their payroll hasn't risen accordingly until this year. And even now, they're only up to where they... This is the minimum amount they should ever spend. And here's what's going to be, for those of you that, you know, can't see. What's the old saying about putting the cart before the horse? No. Fool me once, no. Pinball wizard, deaf and dumb and blind kid. Here's what I'm trying to say. The people that have, they can only see right in front of them. They can only see the hand in front of their face. Is that the old saying I'm looking for? When Maurer's contract comes off the books next year, let's say it stays at 116 right now, okay? Let's say Maurer's contract comes, what's 23 million? What's 116 million minus 23?
That would be 93.
Let's see where the payroll goes next year. If it goes back to 116. If they take that $23 million and reinvest it in payroll.
And Dozier's coming off.
Well, I don't even mind them getting rid of Dozier. Yeah, you're right. Dozier's coming off. That's right. And I don't know how much Dozier's is, but just that if they take that dough and reinvest it back in the team and keep it at 116, we got $23 million now. We can sign another good pitcher. Really good pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
We could sign...
sign an ace.
We could sign somebody else or this or that. That'll show me that they... This is all calculated. And again, please listen to me. This isn't a complaint. It's just when I'm attacked by people with the, what do you think of them now, big mouth? What do you think of them spending money? And all I'm saying is, it's about time. It's about space. It's a jingle for a television theme song. It's about time. It's about space. It's about the fun. I'm applauding. Tough love, covenant snaps. We gave it to him earlier, but I'm not ready to say the Poleheads are just this wonderful ownership group because they've taken the proceeds from the stadium and put it all into their pocket. That's what they've done with every red cent. It's just a fact. Look at the numbers, folks. They're out there. Tennessee had it. They bought the team for $44 million. It's worth over $1 billion now. Do you know how much of a do you know how $44 billion? $44 million, and now it's over $1 billion. Do you have any idea how much of a return that is? You'd have to go 66 more just to get to $100 million. Then add on $900 million more they've made by owning that team. And more power to them. They had the money to buy it. But you're acting as though, boy, it's really big of the Twins. But look, they're really going big now with the $116 million payroll. Oh, boy, what do you think of them now, Common? They're still cheap. Sorry, it's the truth. There's no salary cap. Anyway, did we start? Where are we at?
Preposterous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's just people just... I'm getting plenty of support. If you want me to start reading those emails, we'll be here until 4, but Big Ticket's not writing anymore, so he'll be starting at 3. Let's go ahead and start. We'll go quickly.
All right, these are the results of the second round of the...
South Region.
The number one seed, Nick Wright, FS1.
If the Warriors had to do it over again, they wouldn't have gotten Durant. And I think the facts bear that out.
He went up against the number nine seed, Joe Buck, who during game 2 of the ALCS said, third base coach is one of the hardest jobs in the world.
There's a reason Nick Wright's number one, correct?
The price is right. Yep. 54 to 46%, Nick Wright advances to the Philly 16.
Love it!
South Region.
The number five seed, Clint Frazier. He's the Yankees prospect. He reportedly asked the team if they would unretire Mickey Mantle's number so he could wear it. Up against the number 13 seed, Rashad McCants. who said he'd be a $60 to $70 million player if not for Khloe Kardashian.
Go Clint Frazier. Go all the way to the Sweet 16, correct? The Silly 16?
I'm starting to think Clint Frazier might be a contender to win this whole thing. Because he absolutely destroyed Rashad McCants, 79-21%.
You know what I wish he would have done, though? I mean, the preposterous statement in terms of selection committee would have done? They would have seeded Clint Frazier at number 7. Because that's Mantle's number. I wish he would have been a 7 seed.
That would have been brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
That would have been so much better. As a matter of fact, when he wins and decides to come on the radio with us, we'll tell him, in case you want, we'll lie. We don't care. Yeah. We don't let the facts get in the way of a good rip job. We'll tell him, you were, ironically, if that's the right word, Pat Royce, if I'm using it properly, you were a 7th seed in the tournament, too. It would be so much fun.
South Region.
Number 6 seed LeVar Ball said, back in my heyday, I would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one. Up against number 3, Brady Quinn, who said, I've never had a cold. It's all state of mind. People get sick, some people don't.
You've not seen nothing like the mighty Quinn, right? Did Quinn win?
Upset alert.
I was shocked by these results, because not only did Brady Quinn fall, but wasn't even really that close. LeVar Ball, 62-38%.
Yeah, well, I guess people are taking it on face value. He'll probably end up winning. I mean, because we know it wouldn't happen. We know it's preposterous, but I also think LeVar Ball has deep-seated psychological issues, and long-term psychiatric care gives him very little hope. So, but way to go, LeVar.
South Region.
The number 7 seed, Thad Levine, on Joe Mauer, said, quote, he's been the personality that people are drawn to. He went up against the number 2 seed, Seth Davis, who tweeted, worst thing a team can do when it plays North Carolina is score a basket. Heels are back down the court so fast.
Seth Davis, congratulations, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, 79-21% for Seth Davis.
Just don't give up a basket because they get so fast.
Don't score.
Way to go,
Seth. We're down to 16 statements now.
Okay, here we go. East region?
Here's the East region of the Silly 16.
East region.
The number 8 seed, Mike Wobshaw. After @JoeyCrack08 tweeted, really want to see PA on the mic and Wobby take a stand and call out the players that did not do well today. Not many positives from this. Wobby responded, then watch and listen to our stuff. We do that every time. He goes up against the number 5 seed, AJ Mansoor, who tweeted, quote, all these basketball experts trashing Gopher basketball right now. Never ever do you practice how to play in a 5-on-3 scenario. They could have handled it better, but what do you expect?
Of course, it goes back to who were they playing? Was it Arkansas State or something? Then they were down to 3 players, and the Gophers did win, but it was crazy.
They did worse.
Yes, they actually did worse. A matchup between two members of the KFAN air staff.
Yes.
So I like it.
East region.
The number 3 seed, Sean Spicer.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
He goes up against number 2 seed Steve Palazzo from Pro Football Focus, who tweeted, talk to an AFC executive who thinks Baker Mayfield missing his press conference due to the flu is a sign of a weak immune system that simply won't play in the difficult weather of the AFC-NFC North.
I would love that to win. I love Stevie Palazzo, but I think Sean Spicer's on his way to a Silly 16 appearance.
Well, he's in the Silly 16. I'm sorry.
West Region.
West Region, Silly 16, the number 1 seed, OJ.
I'm no danger to pull a gun on anybody. You know, I never have in my life. I've never been accused of it in my life. Nobody's ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. And Bruce knows that I would never do that.
Was that on TV last night, that interview thing?
Yes, I did not see it.
Oh, you did? I thought you were going to watch it.
I was, but I forgot.
Okay. Next.
He goes up against the number 4 seed, Arian Foster, who said, I honestly think I can get a Wolf one-on-one, though. I'm 230. Wolves are what? 180, 200 tops? He has no thumbs. If I control his neck, he's dunzo.
He's dunzo. I love dunzo. You know, I think if the Vikings don't sign Kirk Cousins, I think the Vikings are dunzo. I really do.
West Region.
And finally, the number 3 seed, Rich Gannon, said, it's inexcusable to me that young quarterbacks are left unattended on Monday and Tuesday by many coaches. It's like leaving a child in a car seat in a locked vehicle while you have a drink at the bar. Absolutely insane, and it's happening with too many teams. I know because the quarterbacks tell me. He goes up against the number 2 seed, Chuck Modi of the New York Daily News, who wrote, the next Drew Brees? It might sound crazy, but there is insane, untapped potential in Giants backup and former Jets quarterback Geno Smith.
Congratulations, Chuck. I think he's going to the Ialto 8. We'll see. You can go to the Common Man program page right now, KFAN.com. Vote early and vote often. What do we tease, Tenneby? I'm going to do a couple of emails regarding this the Twins controversy that I find myself embroiled in. And I have another special announcement to make regarding myself and another member of the KFAN Air staff. Huge announcement. It's coming up on the other side of the break here on the Common Man program on the Fan.